Look, it is one of the most innovative and creative industries in the world. I'm talking about video gaming, which has become just an integral part of modern culture. Now, despite its importance, there's a bit of a lack of widespread funding and support for the gaming industry in Australia. To talk about this and to basically take a temperature check of the Australian gaming scene, I'm being joined once more by Ron Curry. He's the CEO of the Interactive Games and Entertainment Association. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, I know globally, gaming is just absolutely massive. I've seen numbers like $91 billion US dancing around. How are we doing in Australia? Are we giving it enough support?
The short answer to that is no. Right. We're not giving it, well, let's say enough support. We're not giving it any support from a federal basis. The Commonwealth Government of Australia did have some funding for the Australian game industry a couple of years ago, a $20 million fund, which they pulled quite suddenly. So once they pulled that, there was a complete vacuum of funding.
This seems really at odds with a government that has been hyping how much it wants us to be an innovative country.
Yeah, that's the irony, isn't it? You know, they want us to be innovative, they want us to be agile, they want, you know, tech-focused. And we've got an industry that's all of that, that's at, you know, that pointy end of that, all those industries, and yet it gets absolutely no support, no recognition.
And you can't think of it like, is there a reason for this? I know you wrote an open letter to the Minister for Communications and the Arts, but I mean, why are we seeing such a lack of support?
I think it's cultural and generational in some ways, and short-sightedness in others. You know, we have a set of politicians that probably don't engage in the industry at all. And when we sit with them and speak to them and ask them, has anyone played a game? You know, all the heads go down, hands go down. But when we start drilling down and go, well, you know, who's played Word for Friends today? Or, you know, who's played various other games? All of a sudden it's like, oh, well, yeah, I play that, or my grandkids play that, or my kids play that. And once we start to have the conversation, we see this at the Senate hearing we went to and the House of Reps hearing we went to, there's real engagement. People start to go, oh, actually, yeah, we do engage with this medium. But collectively we're not seeing that across the government. That's really sad when, you know, they start to compare us with other countries like Canada and Finland and even the US, if we dare say that. The amount of support that's going there and how successful their businesses are.
And the fact is that gaming in those countries contributes quite a lot to the economy.
Oh, absolutely. Look, if you look at Canada, and, you know, in Canada, the provinces compete against each other to have video game development studios set up. And Canada has around 20,000 developers in the country, gainfully employed.
20,000?
20,400, I think. So they actually have about half of what, just over half of what the US have as far as the number of developers, and they're one-tenth the population of the US, which just shows, if the industry is supported, how much it can contribute to the economy, how much it can contribute, you know, to the workforce and the creative output of a country.
Well, without federal funding, that makes it, it puts the onus back on the states. How are we doing state by state?
Because it's really powerful support and lots of, you know, great support that comes out of Victoria, Creative Victoria, and that's been like that for some time. And that's probably why we're seeing 50% of the development studios and the developers in Australia housed and residing in Victoria because of that support.
A whole half?
Just on a half, yeah.
Wow.
Now, the rest of the states have a splattering of funding, and places like Queensland are starting to look more deeply at it. Unfortunately, a lot of them still think that games are the same as a film or a TV show and use that same measurement and same expectation for funding games as I do for funding other screen activity.
It's remarkably short-sighted, as far as I can see.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of get looked at, well, that's just a game. And we know, those of us who engage with it, know the game is much more than just, you know, sitting there and pushing a couple of buttons, enjoying yourself. You know, the experience of gaming goes right across industry, it goes across health, you know, it goes across education. And then it goes much deeper, the skill sets that people are learning and the collaboration is, you know, we've got animation, visual effects, game design, sound design, motion capture, engineering, production, quality assurance, and it just goes on and on and on. These transferable skills, they're going to be used for the future economy, the smart economy that, you know, the Prime Minister keeps telling us that we need to focus on.
So what are our next steps? How do we put pressure on the federal government to start funding the industry at large?
Well, we've got a list of recommendations from the Senate inquiry on how it believes the Australian development industry should be supported. We've now had the House Representatives Innovation and Creativity report come out, also suggesting that the committee looks at the Australian, looks at the Interactive Games Fund. And for us, it's just continuing the pressure on the politicians to deliver a response. That's the first thing we need. What's the response to these two inquiries? You know, we're 400 days or so out from when the first inquiry was placed. The minister himself keeps saying, well, we're going to have an all-of-government response. Now, we're not quite sure what all-of-government response means or when the all-of-government are going to get together and give a response.
That is absolutely incredible. Look, Ron, thank you so much for your time this morning. We will have to leave it there, unfortunately. Always a pleasure to chat to you.
Thanks, Nick.
That was Ron Curry. He's the CEO of the Interactive Games and Entertainment Association, IGEA. Definitely time to pressure the government for a federal support. When you look at the success stories like Victoria's having, incredible, absolutely incredible.